Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Faster May. Good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Tuesday, March the 10th, 2020, from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at the latest news on the Isle of Man, plus background to the news, Manx Sport, Business, Sea Watch, as the Ben McCree just bounces into Douglas Harbour, and travel updates, and also tonight, goodbye Flybe, hello Logan Air. The latest on coronavirus on the Isle of Man and in Italy. Watch out for rising fares if air routes are unadopted. The view from the travel trade on the Isle of Man, blockchain part two. The Chief Minister has been on his travels. And first of all,
Man Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
The update news headlines, it's 29 minutes to 6, Faster May, Lewis Foster.
Faster May. The Treasury Minister says economic concerns are growing amidst the outbreak of coronavirus overseas. Alf Cannon has today written to the President of Tynwald to outline how the Treasury is intending to act. There's currently £7 million of contingency funding available to support the health and frontline services in tackling any COVID-19 outbreak on the island. Meanwhile, today's government update reveals there have been no more concluded tests for coronavirus in the past 48 hours. That means the number of confirmed cases on the island remains at zero. Talks with airlines over the future of the island's Manchester and Birmingham flights are ongoing. Infrastructure Minister Ray Harmer revealed Logan Air is to provide two daily flights to Liverpool from Thursday this week on an interim basis, with those with medical appointments in Merseyside being made a priority. In international news, 54 more people have been diagnosed with coronavirus in the UK, and there's been one further death. The sixth person to die after contracting COVID-19 was in his 80s and had underlying health problems. Meanwhile, 631 people have now died in Italy, where the entire country was put on lockdown last night. There are bans on gatherings and travel restrictions, while British Airways and Ryanair have both cancelled all flights there. Those are the headlines at 5:30. Stay tuned for a full roundup of the news at 6.
Man Benham Advocates. Like everything comforting, we're there when you need us. Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify. Manx Radio weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
It'll be mainly dry this evening. The odd isolated shower down to 4 degrees through the night. A moderate to fresh west-southwesterly wind will increase by the end of the night into tomorrow. Bright and breezy with the odd shower around, becoming more organised, as it were, tomorrow evening. Fresh to strong southwest wind, maximum temperatures 8 degrees. Sunset this evening is at 14 minutes past 6. Low water is at 17 minutes past 6. The late high water, 9 minutes past midnight. Early morning, low water tomorrow morning, 29 minutes to 7.
If you have failed double glazing units, Manx Glass and Glazing can help. Call 674 573.
26 minutes to 6. A week after all Flybe services from Ronald's Way were cancelled due to the airline entering administration, a new provider is going to start flying to Liverpool. It's Logan Air, providing a twice daily service from Thursday, including providing seats for Manx patients with appointments in the UK for the patient transfer service. The Infrastructure Minister, Ray Harmer, MHK, made the announcement in the House of Keys this morning and afterwards spoke to Manx Radio's Sean Cowper.
Yes, that's a really positive positive step, you know, and really important to get that back up and running. And all the officers and all of us have been sort of working day and night to get that operating. So that's a really welcome step.
It has been announced as an interim measure. How long is it going to be in place for?
Well, it's interim measure because what we want to do is get the full routes up and running. So get both, all of the Manchester, Liverpool and Birmingham routes fully up and running. There's a number of airlines that are interested and going forward with that. This is the first step.
When will we see the next step?
Well, we're hoping that I can't give a definite on that because, as I said in my answer, you know, there's this the fear of coronavirus and all those things that are involved. But we do hope that we'll be able to have something next couple of weeks.
Why was it Liverpool first? Why was that the priority?
I think really the priority is really around the patient transfer service and making sure that those patients can get on time, and then of course allowing then that extra capacity in the network as well was important.
Tell us your opinion on the news. Email update@manxradio.com. or text 166177.
The UK, Guernsey and Jersey have all carried out more tests for coronavirus per head of population than the Isle of Man. Well, that doesn't mean Public Health Isle of Man isn't carrying out appropriate checks, according to the Health Minister, David Ashford, MHK. So far, 19 Manx have been checked for COVID-19, all tests negative. The government's website says test results take 48 hours to come back from labs in the UK. Mr Ashford told Sean Cowper, it's actually more like 3 days.
A test can actually take a bit longer than that. Actually, it's 72 hours now, potentially, for the test results. But obviously, we have to send them over to the microbiological labs in the UK. And as you can imagine, there's quite a lot of tests going on. So it does take time to get it back. If people are showing the symptoms at the time, they'd just self-isolate until the test comes back. 19 back to date, all negative.
These updates are being provided daily, Monday to Friday. Why not at the weekend?
Well, at the weekend, it's around resource within public health, where we have all the things to concentrate on than necessarily updating the website. But the one thing I can assure the Manx public is if anything changes, be it a Monday, a Sunday, a Saturday, I will be out front and centre for if there is anything to update on any changes. But to date, every test that has been undertaken and returned has been negative.
I think our math showed that the amount of tests so far represents something like 0.02% of the Manx population. It's about twice as much per head in the UK. Guernsey, they've got their first case. I think it's about 10 times as many there. Do we need to be doing more testing?
No, we're following the advice on who should be tested. And the one thing I need to point out with the difference in the Channel Islands is the simple fact is they've had more people returning from infected regions, particularly Italy, than we have. So they've had more people that meet the criteria for testing. And equally, the UK, if you look at it as a per head of population, again, with the sheer numbers, you are by sheer maths going to have more tests being undertaken, even as a percentage.
The case in Guernsey, though, it was someone who'd returned from Tenerife, which isn't one of the countries recommended for testing. Could we be missing someone?
Well, no. If someone actually presents with the symptoms and they have those sort of symptoms, they will be tested if they have a travel history relating to it. In terms of Tenerife, although it's not one of the prescribed countries, obviously there have been cases. What we are not testing is people who are coming back in from the UK with a cough or a cold, because, again, the human-to-human transmission is still a relatively low number of cases in the UK compared to those who've actually obtained it from travelling in a different jurisdiction.
Italy remains in quarantine lockdown as it battles with the highest number of cases outside China of coronavirus. In Rome, normally busy streets are deserted. Public gatherings are banned, and 60 million Italians have been told they must either only go to travel if they're going to work or in an emergency. More than 9,000 cases have been identified in Italy, but people have mixed opinions on whether the Italian government is overreacting.
This is psychological terror, because diseases like this have always existed.
This was the best thing the Prime Minister could do, because people were not respecting the rules, so tougher measures were needed to deal with this situation.
The news from the Isle of Man is that the Treasury Minister says economic concerns are growing amidst the outbreak of coronavirus overseas. Alfred Cannon, MHK, has today written to the President of Tynwald to outline how the Treasury is intending to act. There's currently £7 million of contingency funding available, he says, to support the health and frontline services in tackling any COVID-19 outbreak on the Isle of Man. Mr Cannon went on to say, our foremost consideration is the health and security of our people, closely followed by a need to act appropriately to help and support the economy. Treasury will act immediately, says Mr Cannon, and decisively if we consider it necessary to ask Tynwald for more money for further funds to protect the health of our people. Mr Cannon also confirmed his department is in daily contact with colleagues in the Department for Enterprise to assess the economic impact from COVID-19 on Manx businesses.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Well, the Bamber Cree arrived just a few moments ago from Heysham. She left Heysham at 2:09 this afternoon. Here now, spinning round, obviously discharging and heading for Heysham at 7:45 this evening, arriving at Heysham at 11:30. The overnight boat in no danger because of the weather. The Fastcraft Mananan resumes her seasonal service 2 weeks on Friday. She'll be back the first sailing of 2020 to Dublin for the day after that. That's March 28th. And she heads to Belfast on April the 8th.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
Beware of rising fares, says an MHK who asked the majority of the urgent questions on Flybe today brought before the House of Keys. Rob Collister, MHK, says if routes remain unadopted, it's likely to lead to more expensive travel. He spoke to Manx Radio's John Moss.
I think it's absolutely fantastic news for patient transfers, those having to go to the UK for treatment. I think that is really, really wonderful news. For the general Manx public, I'm not too sure if this will be as good a sort of headline as it should be. I still got
it's
a feeling.
It's only pro tem though, isn't it? I mean, obviously we've got other routes that still need filling.
We desperately need the Manchester route filling. We need the Birmingham route filling. And I really need to encourage the DOI, the minister, the director of the airports and the sea terminal to actually get the and actually get these routes full, because the general customer on the Isle of Man, the people of this island, need those connections. If not, then we are going to be held ransom to those yields, which actually increase
the airlines putting up their charges.
It's basically yes. I mean, if we take EasyJet for example, if there's less seats, it increases the cost. That's how their model works. So what we need is competition in order to open up those routes.
How on earth do we get that, though? I mean, Logan Air seems to be the only one who's prepared to take up the slack.
Well, if we take our friends in Jersey, they seem to have had those discussions prior between January and now. So why have we not had the same conversations?
Well, it's possible we did have, and it's only just been announced. Obviously, in the island, we're very keen on announcing to Timrall to the Keys first. That may have been happening behind the scenes.
But we need the Manchester route. We need the Birmingham route. We need those business connections. People need to leave the island for, you know, for circumstance. Say, for example, funeral. Why should somebody, if a family member's died in the UK, why are they having to pay £600 and £700 to get to the UK for a funeral? We need those routes opened. We need actually the competition there in order to drive some of the pricing down.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing. Powered by Y Manx.
Congratulations, Sally Bolton, the leading advocate of the founder and director of Call Up Bolton, celebrating 30 years of practicing Manx law. She's helped the company grow across the Isle of Man since being called to the bar in 1990. Two more offices have been set up on the island during that time in Peel and Port St Mary, along with the Douglas branch. The firm provides legal services covering all aspects, general practice, including civil litigation, family law, employment law, wills and trusts for both individual clients and businesses. So we say congratulations to Sally Bolton. Norwegian Air's announced it's laying off staff and cutting around 3,000 flights because of the spread of coronavirus. Norwegian Air says cutbacks represent 15% of its capacity. Its chief exec warned of a critical time for the airline and aviation in general.
WiMAX Technology Communications Services. Find out more on 641199 or visit wimanx.com today. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets ended the day in negative territory, reversing earlier gains. American stocks remain positive despite giving up earlier gains as investors fretted over the timing of potential fiscal stimulus. The dollar rallied amid investor hopes that global monetary policymakers will make further stimulus efforts. Oil prices surged following reports that ongoing talks between OPEC and its allies remain possible. Gold slid as signs of global policy easing to cushion the economic impact from coronavirus eased some of investors' concerns. In corporate news, M&G was weaker after it posted a decline in full-year pre-tax profit. On the upside, Melrose Industries was on the front foot as the company's chief executive and chairman each purchased 145,000 shares in the turnaround specialist. Royal Dutch Shell was a high riser following sharp losses on the previous session amid crashing oil prices. At the close in London, the FTSE 100 was stable at 5,960. The DAX in Frankfurt down 1.25% at 10,493. In New York, just after 5 o'clock, the Dow Jones was up 1% at 24,039. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index up 1% at 8,023. And the S&P 500 in Chicago up 1% at 2,775. On the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is worth $1 29.2 cents and €1 14.2 cents. In commodities, gold down 0.75% at $1,653 an ounce, and Brent crude up 12% at $37.38 a barrel.
When it comes to investing for the future and that all-important personal service, look no further than the award-winning team at Ramsey Crookall. Ramsey Crookall is the island's largest firm of stockbrokers and investment managers, and have been servicing the investment community with a broad range of services for over 70 years. For that all-important personal touch and financial expertise, contact Ramsey Crookall. Telephone 673-171. Call into Securities House, Athol Street, or visit our website, ramseycrookall.com. Ramsey Crookall are members of the London Stock Exchange and licensed by the Financial Services Authority.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom. MT ClearSound. Personalise how you hear your mobile phone conversations.
If you're in the industry, you know it. If you travel, you know it as well. The travel industry is in turmoil at the moment. Coronavirus, failing airlines, and also insecurity. I spoke to Tony Lawrence, who's the travel industry veteran and manager of Van In Travel in Tower House in Douglas, if he'd ever seen anything like this before.
Not from memory, no. 9/11 might have been close, but no, definitely not.
So this is on the scale of 9/11, almost.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. Possibly there's similarities in some ways, but as far as I can see, it's on a par, certainly.
So what's your advice now to people who are coming in booking travel, Tony? What do you say to them?
Concerns already there. I think the way it's being portrayed in the media, people are just so scared. That's the impression we're getting. And obviously people that have forward bookings, they're in a similar terrain, a majority of which are just putting bookings on now to next year even, or later in the year or even next year.
What's the feeling in the travel trade? Do you think this thing is going to blow over in a couple of months, or how long do you think it's going to be around for?
Difficult to say. I mean, we're getting conflicting stories. We get stories from inside the travel industry as well, trying to boost confidence in travel again. But I think it's going to be some time off for the foreseeable future. There are people still inquiring about travelling, but obviously not on the scale that it would have been a month or so ago.
And this all comes on the back of Flybe. How has that affected you?
Flybe, that's a completely different thing, I think, with Flybe. That we had 2 days, I'd say Thursday and Friday last week, of it was sheer hell trying to get people brought back from wherever they were, because we had people that were not stranded as such, but people that had connecting flights from various places that were abroad at the time. I think we've managed to do that now, and it's just a matter of hoping for some news on. But I've just heard within the last 5 minutes or so that Logan Air are hoping to pick up the Manchester and Birmingham slots. So hopefully going forward, that should ease some problems.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Dolan Mercer.
Fastamai. Michael Cross topped the podium after the first round of the Colin Bowen Memorial English Skeet League. 22 competitors took part at Miriveg in Santon in what was described as cold, windy but dry conditions. At one point, there was a four-way tie for first between Cross, Dave Corlett, John Moore and Rob Corlett. John Moore would eventually finish in joint third with Rachel Bowen Matthews as Stan Cross came through into second place. Brian Farragher won the B class and Will Rand won the C class. Next week sees the first rounds of the Tower Insurance DTL League, Sadler Agricultural Supplies ABT competition and Manx Petroleum's Olympic Skeet League. Football. Liverpool have captain Jordan Henderson fit for tomorrow night's Champions League match with Atletico Madrid. Henderson hasn't played since the first leg where they lost 1-0 in Spain. Manager Jurgen Klopp is bullish they can turn things around.
The real half-time we use for us traditionally in a pretty good way. So we like that. We learn from the first half, we show the boys a few situations, and second half we improve. This time we had not 30 minutes, we had 3 weeks.
Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola says he'd rather have matches called off than played without spectators. The coronavirus outbreak has seen the Italian league suspended, while matches in Spain and France will be played behind closed doors. Guardiola believes football without fans is not sustainable for any length of time.
UEFA or the government say you have to play without spectators, we are going to play without spectators. But I'm going to say, if I would love to play with the spectators, with our fans, so for one game can happen for a long time, it's no sense.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
The board is looking very bleak at Ronaldsway Airport. The 25 past four London City came in 35 minutes late. And the only other arrival tonight is the 8:30 inbound from London City. The only departure tonight, the only public departure, the 5:05 London City hasn't gone yet. The only other departure is the post plane going at 25 to 9 tonight. Of course, it'll all be repopulated once Loganair takes over the Flybe slots. On the roads, Ballycool Ferrick Road in Colby is closed between Main Road Colby and the Ballycullowy Road for sewer lining and manhole refurbishment. We've got 24-hour signals in the Liverpool Arms area between Onken and Lonnon for railway crossing works, and 24-hour signals for footway resurfacing at Newtown and Santon on the, between the Forge and the Santon Motel. The Cornay Road in Glenmona is closed from the Ford near Barony Lodge and the Port Cornay car park for highway resurfacing. Corrock Road in St John's, this goes on forever, doesn't it? It's supposed to be finished on the 30th of April. Closed for roadworks between Ballycrane traffic lights and the Western Amenity site as well. Finch Road in Douglas, the one-way system still reversed. In fact, it's going to be reversed until the end of August. Douglas Promenade, well, go to the website. We're there for hours. Myprom.im, it's going to go on. They reckon it will be finished on the 18th of August, 2021. Keep your fingers crossed.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions,
670-145. 8 minutes to six on Update, live from the Isle of Man on Manx Radio. All this week we're looking at blockchain. The agriculture sector on the Isle of Man is one area embracing blockchain. The technology is a growing industry, with the Isle of Man having opened its blockchain office almost a year ago. This week we're looking at blockchain, what it is, how it's used, and what does the future look like. Miles Benham is from Man Benham Advocates, and he explains it's already been put to practical use to record farming transactions.
I was down at the London Blockchain Summit, and I was talking to one of the big providers of blockchain solutions, and what they've done is they have basically created a blockchain to record all agricultural transactions taking place. So that could mean that there is an animal or some agricultural goods, corn or whatever, and they've got a means to record the transaction of that product through the entire chain of supply through to the consumer receiving it. So say for instance it's a bag of corn, then they label the bag of corn with a code that gets scanned, it gets recorded to a blockchain. Now with the blockchain, the idea there, it's what they call immutable, it can't be changed, so it gets recorded to what most people on their computers would call a database. But since it's distributed, there's multiple copies of it everywhere. And the idea is that when they scan the bag of corn, you as a customer, 100 layers down the transaction, can look at it maybe on your mobile phone and would know that that's genuine. And the reason you know it's genuine is because since it's a distributed ledger, that means that no one person is in control of it.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
Part 3 of Blockchain for the Isle of Man is tomorrow on Update as well. The Chief Minister, Howard Quayle, was on one of the last Flybe flights back to the Isle of Man. Why? Because he's been on his travels. Last week, the Chief Minister was in Northern Ireland meeting with politicians. He also visited businesses with links to the Isle of Man. Tim Glover, our news editor, spoke to Mr. Quayle and asked him what value we get from these trips.
I'll be going away to meet the First Minister of Wales, Mark Drakeford, where we'll be looking at their business. They have green tidal projects They've got Cardiff Bay. I've been away. I spoke to Steve Rotherham, the Metropolitan Mayor of Liverpool, last week when I was away there.
And they're looking at tidal power, aren't they?
And he was telling me that they've just announced a further £2.5 million of their money investment in that tidal power, in the race, the Mersey race, to see how they can harness that tidal run to generate electricity. And obviously the Isle of Man, slap bang in the middle of the Irish Sea, all our neighbours are doing this sort of work. We haven't clearly got their economies of scale, their budgets, and because we have a good working relationship with them, they are prepared to share the data and the information with us. And if that will help us reach our climate change goals by 2050, then that's got to be a good thing.
Is this a change of emphasis to talk to our nearest neighbours rather than Westminster?
Well, obviously Westminster is incredibly important, and the Isle of Man business community do upcycle upstream a lot of money into the City of London, which helps jobs in the City of London and gives them financial stability in hard times. The banking crash in 08 was a key example. However, I think the messaging that the Isle of Man is playing its part in working and developing in the north, which is a key area at the moment, we're spending circa £70 million in the next 12 months. This is just the Isle of Man government alone, without taking into account any of our businesses in education, in health service, in building the new terminal in Liverpool at Prince's Half Tide Dock. Then the boats get serviced in Birkenhead at Camelhead, and the list goes on. I held a meeting with about 50-60 companies through the Liverpool Maritime Association, all businesses that had links to the Isle of Man, who had offices on the Isle of Man and in Liverpool and the northwest. And we've got to do more of that. We've got to get out there and show that the Isle of Man is a great help working in tandem with the United Kingdom and not the other way around.
The Chief Minister out and about doing business for the Isle of Man. And that's it for Update tonight. For the most comprehensive source of current Manx news, interviews and features, go to manxradio.com. You also see videos from MTTV, Culture Bannon and Manx National Heritage. Remember to like us on Facebook, follow Manx Radio on Twitter and subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel. After 6 o'clock tonight, Countryside with Simon Clark and Kiri Kermer. That's it for Update. Compiled from the resources of the Manx Radio News Department, thanks to newsreader Lewis Foster tonight and producer Sarah Hendy. I'm Andy Winch. Remember, Update is back tomorrow, Wednesday evening at 5:30.
WINT. Take a tip from me. You can make